Well, the difference with this particular viewpoint is it was totally different if you look at 10, 15 years ago. So here stood a massive mine, and you still see the remnants of the shaft there over the side there, the air vents for it. And every now and then on the coastline, you'll see an odd bubble or gurgle from the coastline, and that's actually the leakage from the shafts. Wow. So you see all of those things, but apart from that, the sunsets and stuff from Noses Point is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And hence the reason you see a lot of people, you know, who'll if you like, put memorials down for people who they've loved, who have visited this area, because a lot of them all love it. And you'll see them scattered around. And I think the difference with this coastal point here is that there is very little vandalism, and people tend to respect the area more than anything else. So
yeah.
If you walk across the top, you've also got French's Cove. That's an old smugglers' point.
Really?
Yeah.
So smugglers'
point used to be, French's Cove was a smuggling point to bring in rum.
Okay.
And the rum will be held up and hauled up into Durham for sale.
Yeah. What kind of time?
You're looking at the 1800s,
really?
1700s, 1800s.
Yeah. So they'd be clippers, but they'd be sailboats.
That's right, there'd be sailboats coming in. And then further along from that, you've got a Saxon point as well, where they used to put in their, before you had things like lighthouses, if you like.
Yeah.
You would have big, you know,
big beacons
going off across the coastline to warn ships. It's the history that really makes Noses Point something different to the rest.
I mean, it's amazing talking to you. I've learned so much in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It is absolutely beautiful.
Are you a historian? Or
no,
just,
not at all. Just somebody who's keen in the whole area. I mean, I don't know whether you've ever been down to Blast Beach.
That's
where we did the Alien films, if you remember. So one of Alien 3 was the Mars landing.
Yeah.
And the reason they picked this is because of the coal slurry that used to be put over, so the sand's black.
Right.
But the difference is you've got your limestone there,
And
your sandstone, all the different colours and stuff.
You can see the tools, can't you?
You can, and it's funny though, because obviously wildlife's starting to come back now that the mines have gone. But what you will see is you start to see the remnants of the mine giving way. So what I mean by that is the government at the time, of course, couldn't clear mines. So what they did was just literally crumble everything and push it out on the coast. So everything was buried, bricks and all that, but now it's all coming to light. And
it's unusual,
it fits with nature.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you get the odd thing, you know, pipe or something that's sticking out, it doesn't really fit.
What does it mean to you to come down here then?
It's just a bit of peace, quiet. There's nothing like this sort of really anywhere in the country, sort of a coastline like this here. I mean, all the colour of the rocks, there's orange, brown, there's purple, there's absolutely all sorts. I mean, even the sand's almost black.
Yeah. So with your photography, you pick it up on colours. It sounds like you're very much into the colour.
Anything and everything.
Yeah. Textures.
Yeah, it's not too much colour when it's down here.
Yeah.
But the light's like this, but on a bright sunny day, the rocks. I mean, at low tide, there's some rocks along there which are actually bright red. Probably blood red, the rocks.
Yeah.
Okay. So we used to come down on, it used to be about four or five of us come down on, like as kids. We used to come down, make little campfires, and we'd sit amongst the bushes, little camps, and we'd sit there all day.
So how long ago are we talking about?
20, 25 years, 30 years ago maybe. Yeah.
Easington Beach, 1980s. Sea-soaked stones fizzle like fizzing sulphate-spiked cider, and acrid sulphur sticks like bitter bubbles in the throat. Fragile, hollowed-out hermit shells lay lightly upon pebbles, and coal-choked coalies flounder at fishers' feet. It would take a brave soul to dip a toe or two into the frothing frog-spawn spume, let alone take its offerings home for supper. Yet the men come with their rods and lines to while away the time while their wives work through chores at home. As the day grays in a dusky haze, teens tramp down the toothy cliffs, past the stinking shelter from World War II, on their way to the concealed caves, where they'll light campfires and drink white lightning till the tide comes frighteningly close.